Space, destination the moon, 3 days from now. Everything okay. Governor Ogilvy has asked Teachers Union President John Desmond.
Barry Goldwater spoke on a nuclear weapons treaty at a meeting, a closed meeting of the University Club. Afterwards, we asked Goldwater what he told the group.
I tried to bring out some of the reasons that I would have to vote against it if it isn't changed. Mainly, there's no provision for inspection in the treaty, and if we're going to have a mutual agreement with any country on disarmament, we should have the provision to look at what they're doing, and they have the right to look at what we're doing.
Barry Goldwater also said he thinks President Nixon's trip to Europe will help strengthen NATO. President Nixon has ordered a new crackdown on drug trafficking in Washington and other U.S. cities. The president has directed Attorney General John Mitchell to add more men to his narcotics bureau and to ask for more funds from Congress, if necessary, to cut down on illegal drug use in the United States. The Saigon government says Nguyen Cao Ky will fly back to Paris on Tuesday, apparently to meet with President Nixon on the progress of the peace talks. More on the mission of Apollo 9 next Friday. This from NASA's Gene Kranz at the Space Center in Houston.
The Apollo 9 mission plan is an engineering flight test of the LEM spacecraft. This flight test is divided into five periods associated with the LEM operations and a sixth period where we are performing essentially CSM solo operations, an extension of the Apollo 7 mission.
LEM is part of the Apollo ship that will one day land men on the moon. Gene Kranz also says Apollo 9 will include some experiments from the Gemini series, experiments such as spacewalking and docking. Citizens of Laramie, Wyoming, along with members of the Air Force's 19th Special Operations Squadron, sponsored a party at a Vietnamese orphanage during this Tet holiday period. In Saigon, Airman First Class Mike McCann of Laramie tells us what the holiday is like.
A Tet surrounded with the sadness of previously lost loved ones. But more important, a Tet that is filled with just a little more joy. A Tet that will be remembered for the joys given by the generosity and the work of the 19th Special Operations Squadron and the people of Laramie, Wyoming. Yes, this is a Tet party to remember.
Airman Mike McCann of Laramie, Wyoming. The party for the youngsters was at an orphanage at Kee Kwong Province. At Daytona Beach, Florida, Don McTavish, the racing driver, has been killed in the crash of his racer at the Daytona track. It was during the ninth lap of a 300-mile tune-up for tomorrow's Daytona 500. McTavish was 26. Harry Truman reported improving in his bout with the flu. Mr. Truman, in the hospital in Kansas City, ate poached eggs for breakfast and reportedly told his nurse he wants to go home. That's the report from Kansas City, making contemporary news.
WLS Chicago weather, a chance of very light snow or drizzle tonight, then mostly cloudy through Monday. Little change in temperature. Milwaukee has 35 degrees, WLS lakefront temperature 35. O'Hare reports 38. And officially, Midway has 37 degrees. Jeffrey Hendricks reporting for the Big 89.
WLS, the Windy City.
Here we go. 47 WLS, and I tell it, folks, music, Tom Chuck, Neil, your music man, feeling fine, and third out of five. We're not even halfway there. Bill Neal.
Yes, I've been hurt.
Walking on down the line, man, Andy Kill. Baby, I do.